she wanted to move in with Johan Boy. I hated him too. Vilas looked at her and shook his head. He made a croaking sound. It sounded like a no, but she was not listening. It was important to her that Vilas understood this. I wanted to run away that day, Vilas. I'd packed my suitcase, and I had it with me in the tree, so I could see the house. Do you remember our tree, Vilas? Our hideout? He did not look at her, but stared fixedly out the front of the car. Tears streamed down his pale cheeks. Liu scowled at him, squeezed her eyes together, and nodded with a foul smile as the thought came to her. It was you, wasn't it? She started laughing uncontrollably. It was you, Vilas. You saw me coming down from the tree, right? You knew I wasn't coming from school, but I'd been sitting there all along. You told Johan this through that ridiculous talking machine, right? How much did you see? Vilas was unmovable, as if his body was cramping. But you misunderstood everything, brother. Mum didn't have to die. She just had to think I had died. I wanted to see her reaction before I left. I wanted to see the relief in her face when she realized she was finally rid of her ugly, unlovable daughter. I wanted you all to think I was dead. Afterwards, I could have lived a happy life somewhere, new, without any of you. Her voice sounded hoarse. She coughed. Her brother still did not move. Are you listening, Vilas? I wanted you to think I was dead. I cut a hole in the bottle of gas by the stove and turned on the gas shortly before I knew Mum would come home. I didn't know if it would work with the candle I lit in the living room. Maybe I wouldn't make it out before the gas spread and exploded. I didn't care back then. It worked. I got out and climbed into the tree. From there, I heard the bang and saw the destruction. I watched the flames that had started eating our house. A bit later...